Good evening, everyone. This is Kristen, and welcome to my podcast, The Sun Always Rises, Within You is the Power, where in each episode I talk about what, I don't want to say processes, but like what techniques, what methods, what fun things we can do to just bring a little more love and joy and happiness into our lives. Because at the end of the day, we all want to have lives of purpose and lives of, you know, having fun. And, you know, this is just a fun way to kind of go on that ride and see where we end up. So the last couple episodes, I've been focusing on different ways that we can find happiness or bring happiness to ourselves. And in today's episode, I want to talk about something that is so basic, but I think we just forget about it. And that is kindness. And kindness is so important because that goes back to this whole idea that we all have heard of, is that, you know, we reap what we sow. So whatever we give or say to someone comes back to us onefold, twofold, threefold, fourfold, etc. And so the thinking with that goes that if you do something nice or you say something nice to someone else, you know, whether it's words or an action or you did something to help someone, that will come back to you in probably not the same manner via the universe, but it'll come back to you in some other form. But that isn't why we should probably be nice to people or be polite. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, we should be nice to people and be kind to them because that's just human. I mean, that's what we should really be doing. And yes, we reap what we sow because, you know, for those of us that are Christian with the Ten Commandments, you know, you do unto others as you want unto yourself. So if we want people to respect us and be kind to us and appreciate us and support us, then we need to do the same thing. And kindness can be nothing huge or nothing extraordinary. The way kindness works, from what I've seen in my experiences, and I think people would maybe agree, and again, this is just ideas that I'm giving people. I'm not suggesting people do a certain thing, but kindness, I think, is so powerful even when it's something that we would consider to be very small and very minute. And one of the biggest things that we can do to show kindness to people is to not speak badly about them. We all get into these ruts or these situations where we find ourselves insulting people, we're gossiping about a certain person or persons. We make fun of them either literally to their face, or a lot of times we tend to do things behind people's back. And again, that is human nature as well. But we sometimes don't always realize that when we say certain things, they are taken in a negative way and we're upsetting the person or people by our words and like we're insulting them. And that's horrible. So, you know, one of the most easiest ways to be kind is to be kind with our speaking, to be kind with our words. You know, ask someone how they're doing. Say that you like, oh, you know, I like that color shirt you're wearing, or I like your tie, or I like how you, you know, if it's someone teaching a class, for example, I like how you, you know, taught that way, or a colleague at work, I like that point that you brought up in a meeting. Because not only is it good for us to be kind to people, but we never really truly know what's going on in someone's life. I mean, so many people, all of us, have struggles. We have our bad days. We get stressed out. And just saying something that's kind does wonders to people. And that is followed by acts of kindness. You know, and again, that's just like little things like, you know, you're going into a store and there's someone behind you and they can't really get the door because they have bags in their hands. Or I've seen this many times, like you have a mom or a dad with a big stroller and they can't really hold the door open and push the stroller in. So again, little acts of kindness like that really do, they go a long way. Something else that I've seen happen, and I've actually done it a couple times myself, is just random acts of kindness where, like, maybe you're in the drive-through line and you decide that you're going to pay for the person's order behind you. Can you imagine what they must feel like when they go up to the window and the person's like, oh yeah, the person ahead of you paid for your order? I mean, talk about, you know, really making someone's day. And another way I can emphasize this to give a good example is a couple of years ago, Disney made the movie Cinderella. They've been making all of these classic movies that were cartoons, but they're making them into live action with like real people. And if you watch the real person Cinderella that came out a couple of years ago, the emphasis to the character Cinderella from her parents and even her fairy godmother was to have courage and to be kind. And even though it was very difficult for Cinderella to be kind to her stepmother and stepsisters, who were very mean to her, in the movie, as well as in the story, they ripped her dress so she couldn't go to the ball. They made her go into the attic as her bedroom. They kicked her out of her own room. And in the movie, one of the last scenes is the stepmother finds her stole glass slipper and ends up purposely breaking it. And in that scene, Cinderella says, you know, how can you be so cruel? And the stepmother kind of goes off a little bit on it. But then, you know, of course, we know the story. The prince comes with the duke and with the other glass slipper, and it fits her Cinderella's foot, and then she walks out of the house. But one of the last things that she says as she's leaving the house to her stepmother, and this is really big, after how she was mistreated, that she told her stepmother that she forgave her because, and then she just moved on. And I think if she didn't have this whole idea of kindness, and she did try to be kind, but there were parts of her life, especially when the stepsisters and the stepmother moved in, where, you know, they treated her absolutely horribly. And I think, again, towards the end, she almost had enough, but she still was kind to them. And, you know, being kind not only is wonderful for people that we're kind to, but it's also good for us because being kindness helps to bring up our vibration, right? To high vibrations are all the positive emotions. When you're kind to someone, you feel good about it. You really do. Because, and again, doesn't have to be, you know, big things. I'm talking like small things, like small acts of kindness, you know, words of kindness, and especially the words. Words are really big because words, when they're spoken in the wrong context, can be very, very piercing and stabbing and just terrible. You know, words really do hurt. They're worse than sometimes physically being hit. You know, we can really hurt people with our words. But if we flip that around and we compliment people and we say kind things to them, you know, that's good for us too. That's going to, you know, if we're having a bad day and we compliment someone, that's going to help raise us up too, our spirits. And it's kind of a, you know, a small thing, but not really. And I think it's important to bring it up because we can't have happiness in our lives and we can't find the joy and the love that we're looking for if we're not kind to other people. You know, and we would want the same thing for us, but we don't like it when people say mean things to us or don't do nice things. But when you have someone helping you out, doing that small act of kindness or saying something that's very kind to us, that really makes people's day. I mean, that's the stuff that we don't forget, right? Which is really important. And so I just wanted to take this episode to just emphasize that. And I would recommend definitely seeing that Cinderella movie for yourselves or your children or your family members, because it's got a lot of meaning about how, even though Cinderella went through so much and she was treated so horribly, at the end of the day, she still was kind. And I think by her being kind and, you know, being the bigger person, right? If it's, that's the saying to use, by the end of the movie, when she had her prince and her dreams came true, because it's a fairy tale, she was able to say to her stepmother, I forgive you. And then she was able to move on. And so with that, I want to thank all of you for listening. I appreciate your time. And as always, have a good evening, and we'll talk again. Good night.